In a few minutes, the big business of building the new wave of standardized tests. From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. First, we need to update the story from Greece, where officials today are expected to play their opening hand in what they hope is a negotiation over whether the country has to repay all of its debt. Greece's new government has set out to ease years of tough austerity. And Chris Morris of our partner newsroom at the BBC is in Athens this morning. Hello, Chris.
Morning, David.
What are you hearing? Greece will approach Europe bearing some kind of concrete plan?
What they're basically proposing is that some of the measures which were contained in past bailout agreements will continue. They say roughly 70%. But the other 30%, a lot of them the austerity measures, they plan to repeal those. Of course, the other thing they want to do, and they really say this is essential to discuss with the rest of the Eurozone, is to reduce this massive Greek debt burden. The trouble is, you listen to people on the other side, they're saying, we've got a deal, like it or lump it.
Yes, another way to put it is there's a presumption by the Greeks that the rest of the Europeans are in the mood to negotiate. We'll see, right?
Listen to EU officials. It's interesting. They're frustrated. They say, well, this Greek government, it's new, it's naive. If they understood the way things work, then perhaps we could reach a deal. But I think they're missing the point that these people have been elected not to be business as usual. And the tone of the new Prime Minister's speech in Parliament last night, Alexis Tsipras, that really was one of defiance, suggesting that while he wants to reach a compromise, he seems prepared to take things right to the brink. Obviously, it's on the brink that sometimes accidents or misjudgments can happen.
The BBC's Chris Morris reporting from Athens today. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Swirling through all of this is the possibility that Greece is forced off the euro, which could have destabilizing financial consequences around the world. Let's check the numbers. The FT 100 in London is down 0.5%. The Athens stock market is down 3.9%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down a bit. Starting next week, millions of students will take the first of two rounds of new tests tied to what are called Common Core education standards. The state tests took years and hundreds of millions of dollars to develop, setting aside for now the controversy over whether a Common Core of standards is best for students. Listen to what goes into building a new test. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott takes us inside that process.
The Washington, D.C. headquarters of PARC seem pretty quiet for an organization about to face its own big test.
We're getting to that point now. It's like 2 or 3 minutes before game time, and we're ready to hit the road running.
Jeff Nellhaus is director of assessment for PARC. That's the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. It's one of two large groups of states that have spent more than 4 years and $360 million in federal grants building new tests tied to the Common Core. To explain where all that time and money went, Nellhaus walks me through a sample problem.
So we're looking at a question now from a fifth grade English test.
Students are asked to read a passage from a novel called Moon Over Manifest. It's copyrighted, so there are royalties to be paid. PARC also pays a testing company to write questions that reveal how well students have mastered various skills, like reading comprehension.
From there, literally dozens of people are looking at the question after that.
They copy edit and review and field test it and review it again, with the meter running the whole time. Scott Marion is an advisor to PARC and associate director of the Center for Assessment. He estimates all that costs around $1,000 for a single multiple choice question and as much as $5,000 for a more open-ended one.
So what started out as a little innocent process of somebody sitting in a room writing a question to a passage is now this sort of Rube Goldberg-esque process that it goes through to actually land on the operational test in the following year.
And every year, the process repeats as old questions go to the testing graveyard and new ones replace them. Bob Rothman with the reform group Alliance for Excellent Education says it's a necessary investment. Tests carry a lot more weight than they used to. They're used to judge not only students, but teachers and schools.
If you really want this information about how students are performing, then just buying something on the cheap won't get you very much.
Still, to keep costs down, PARC made a shorter test with more multiple choice questions than originally planned. The price works out to about $24 a student. That's more than some states were paying in the past, but for others, it's less. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
The NFL is trying to build credibility on the issue of player health and safety, given the history of concussions with devastating long-term consequences. The league has tapped a well-known doctor to lead its team of medical advisors, cardiologist Elizabeth Nabel of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Ah, football. The touchdowns, the tackles.
Oh, that's the best block we've seen this year.
A spectacle, but one cost. Head injuries.
Well, it's been a very serious problem for a long time.
Robert Cantu is one of about 80 medical experts who advise the NFL. He claims they've already reduced concussions by 36%. But Elizabeth Nabel, he says, will bring something more, the leadership background of running Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
As an administrator of a high-profile hospital with the natural egos that go with very outstanding staff, it is a little bit like herding cats.
Nabel says her immediate goal is evaluating how the NFL spends its medical research money, which totaled more than $30 million last year. That's a worthy investment, says Dan Leibowitz. He heads the Center for the Study of Sport in Society at Northeastern University.
Looking at the practices within the league around safety is not only smart, it's important in terms of the sustainability of the league.
After all, he says safety concerns trickle down to youth leagues, and so do safety improvements. In New York, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Marketplace.org on Twitter or Facebook. It's not hard either, just Marketplace. I'm David Brancaccio with The Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.